On this episode, I'll be talking with Lisa Kathan, a fellow wedding photographer who specializes in intimate weddings, city hall weddings, tiny weddings, kind of whatever you want to call it. We share a lot of valuable information on how to plan an intimate wedding and how to know if it's the right thing for you and your partner. We also dive into city hall weddings a little bit, so be sure to listen to the whole episode. You should have a wedding day that is original to yours and your partner's personalities that you can look back on with no regrets.
Hi, we're Samuel and Maria with the Kernan's Photography based in Chicago, Illinois.
We are passionate about artfully and authentically capturing love stories and helping you have the wedding that embraces who you really are.
On this podcast, we talk with wedding industry professionals to give you priceless tips and tricks for wedding planning and to help you get the most out of your wedding photos.
Thanks for joining us. Today, I'm talking with Lisa Kathan. Did I say it right?
Kathan.
You know, guys, we practiced this even like 20 times before I started recording, and I still got it wrong. I'm not good with names. I'm so sorry, Lisa. But so Lisa is an incredibly talented wedding and elopement photographer located in Chicago. She serves the Chicagoland area. She specializes in tiny or micro or intimate, whatever name you want to give it, small weddings, usually ranging from like 25 up to 100 people. Is that right, Lisa?
Well, actually, or down to zero.
Down, yes. Okay, zero
well,
to
Well, maybe
100.
Not zero not zero people, but like zero guests.
There has to be a couple.
Yeah, exactly. At least two people have to be there.
Exactly. So I'm very excited to have Lisa on the podcast today. We are going to be talking about tiny weddings. She may not admit to this, I don't know, but she's kind of known in the area as like the tiny wedding queen.
Thank you.
I've heard many people say that.
I don't know about that. Oh, really? Many
have,
or
yeah.
One?
I mean, more than me. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
So. Well, thank you.
Thank you for joining us, Lisa. I really appreciate it.
Oh, thanks. Thanks for having me. I'm so excited to be here.
Would you like to add anything about who you are?
I think you pretty much covered it. I also just throw it out there. I write content for a local wedding blog called Shithy Wed, which both of us are kind of part of. And most of my content on there is about tiny weddings. So,
and it is gold. Yeah, it's absolute gold.
Yeah, if you can go out there and check it out and find out what I have to say about that.
Yeah. Shithy Wed is an awesome resource for couples getting married. I would say in Illinois in general. And even anywhere, because there's a lot of content that applies as well to just like weddings in general. So definitely should check it out.
Yeah.
Today, like I said, we're going to be talking about little weddings. And I want to see how many different things I can call it.
right?
and so like...
You forgot elopement.
Elopement, yeah. That's a big one. That's like kind of one of the biggest ones. So Lisa, like for anyone listening who maybe isn't aware of what a traditionally or these days a tiny wedding or an elopement looks like, do you want to first kind of like break it down? Like what's the difference between an elopement and like a tiny wedding?
Well, I mean, I think a lot more people are becoming more familiar with what a tiny wedding is now that we're in the middle of a pandemic.
Absolutely.
Because some people have been forced into that situation. But I think for the most part, in the industry, we use these terms and it's kind of silly because nobody knows what they mean. Yeah. But an elopement's usually just the couple and, you know, maybe one or two other people. Mm-hmm. It's usually just a ceremony and photos and probably not much else going on. And then, I don't know. What else did you call it? A tiny wedding? What's the difference?
Yeah,
between
just like an
wedding?
Intimate wedding. Yeah, like
an intimate. I mean, they range. I would say so. Weddings for me that fit into that like small wedding category range from like an elopement, city hall, backyard. It could be anywhere really, but to backyard weddings, which might be like 20 people or 30 people, to all the way up to somebody renting a venue, and having any size wedding. 10 people up to 100, and in having, I guess, a more traditional wedding, mm-hmm. Which could include, like, again, the ceremony, photos, maybe a party. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So cool. That's, of course, I do, you know, some of the bigger weddings, or bigger to me, would be more, the more traditional weddings with the reception and, mm-hmm.
Like a more like dances, full day type of event.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Very cool.
So I do those, but those are probably a minor part of my business. Cool. I don't do as many of those.
We did a few backyard weddings before the pandemic, and they were always so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, just the how laid back everything is, and it's really just so focused on being a party. So,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Backyard weddings are really fun.
Yeah.
And like, I mean, a lot of times they're either happening like at the couple's home or maybe like their parents' home.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I think that really just sets the tone for like such a relaxed atmosphere.
That was actually our wedding. So
really? Tell me about your wedding.
I was in a backyard. It was like our really good friends had lived in a very nice home in a very nice part of Chicago or outside Chicago. And, we decided to get married. I always wanted to have a small wedding, and we had like 40 or 50 guests. Yeah, but it was I guess you'd call it the traditional wedding.
Just so,
cause it was all the stuff, you know, the ceremony, little wedding party, dinner, dancing, but it was just small.
Okay. Very cool.
Yeah. I loved it. Cause I just really wanted to be able to, spend time with my guests, and my husband and I both did, and not be like spending 2 seconds with everybody, but actually spend time with them.
Yeah.
So that was why we wanted to do that.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. Our wedding was ended up being actually a pretty big wedding. We got married in 2016, and it was probably about 220 people. It was pretty big.
Whoa.
Yeah. And and it was all my friends and family. So Maria, for those who don't know, she is from Guatemala. She was born and raised there, and then she didn't move to the States until she was 21. So her immediate family was able to come, but she didn't have a lot of friends who were able to travel that far. We got married in like central Indiana. And so like most of the guests were my family, friends, and things like that. And we had a great time at our wedding. And we always like have said, you know, like if we would do it again, we probably would do a tiny wedding. It just feels more like us. And like, you don't know, like, I mean, at the time, like we weren't photographing weddings at this time, like before we were married. And so we didn't know, like we had never been to a small wedding. We didn't even know that was really a thing. Like, one we knew had done it, but, like you said, I think it's becoming a much more popular and known thing now.
Yeah. I mean, we kind of did it 'cause of budget originally, but the more we sat with it, the more we were like, yeah, this is, to me, it's the only way to do a wedding.
Yeah.
It's small, but that's just my opinion. But I love weddings. And that was way before I was photographing weddings. Long before I did anything with a wedding. So
So I kind of want to like talk a little bit about like who might a like intimate wedding like this be good for? Like, you know, like kind of what are the pros and cons?
Yeah, well, a lot of my couples actually, and I'm just speaking like outside of COVID. So I'll just say in general, they tend to be a little bit more private, a little bit more introverted. They don't like being the center of attention often, or one of them doesn't. And so that's why they want to have a small wedding. Like they just don't want to do all the stuff because it just makes them anxious, and they want to be relaxed and have a good time on their wedding day. So they go for the smaller wedding. So that is honestly most of my clients. And then even in the pandemic, a lot of my clients are like that, but it's obviously there's more people that are just wanting to get married right now. And so they're kind of out of necessity because they've had to cancel their bigger plans for their 200-person wedding. They can't have it right now. They're just deciding to go ahead and get married. and have something small with, you know, just the two of them, or with a few people.
Yeah.
A hand, you know, small, usually less than 10 people. Because here in Illinois, we have some restrictions, and 10, it's varied, but like here in the wintertime, it's been like 10 people up till just, I think it's just recently changed.
Right, right.
So I won't date this podcast, but it's been, it's ranged anywhere from like 10 people to 50, the max 50. Mm-hmm. So here in Illinois. So we have been having a lot of couples that have just had like 10 or less. Mm-hmm. So they can plan it and not feel like it's going to get canceled at the last minute.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of our couples who had to push from 2020 to 2021, some of them decided to do like a really small wedding right. in 2020, and then just to do like a bigger celebration later whenever possible, mm-hmm. Which I think is great. They just wanted to, you know, they wanted to start their lives, their marriage together, and not have to put things on pause forever. And because with how much uncertainty there is, I completely understand that.
Yeah.
I have so much empathy for couples who've had to like reschedule once and maybe some two, three times even.
I have a couple of them, yeah.
Yeah, and it is, I cannot imagine how heartbreaking that must be. I mean, like, yeah, you're planning this, you know, for most people once in a lifetime day, and you have all these plans and they get foiled, so...
Yeah. It's been a challenge this year. I haven't had too many couples that moved their wedding to 2021. A few of them did, three specifically. Most of them actually were already small anyway, because that was what I was doing. Okay. Or they were a little bit bigger, like 50 to 100 people, and they just decided to just bail that idea.
Just cut it
down. And just change their plans completely. So... usually it meant like redoing it, like going from a venue to a backyard type thing. Mm-hmm. It's been hard. I know, as you know, as a photographer or any kind of vendor, really just walking with your couples through that process has been heartbreaking to watch. Yeah, and
absolutely.
Yeah. So, but it's been kind of cool too, because I feel like we've gotten a lot closer. When we do get to their wedding day, it's like, even if it's five people there, it's like, you're getting married.
It's a party.
It's happening.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah.
Makes for much more of even more special celebration.
It's just more sweet. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
For anyone who's listening and they're like, all right, well, this sounds really interesting. Like, you know, I think a small wedding sounds like it might be for me. Like maybe they've never really imagined having like a big celebration. So obviously like backyards are an option. And what are some other venue kind of ideas and that you've worked in before?
Yeah. Well, there are, outside of COVID, there are some great little places to get married, like the, conservatories, the Lincoln Park Conservatory or the Garfield Park Conservatory. Another great place, outside of the pandemic is, Chicago Cultural Center. Mm-hmm. Actually, City Hall does weddings there once a month. They're not doing them right now, but they only cost $10. It's like, I wrote an article on that. It's like the biggest wedding hack in Chicago for having a great venue for your ceremony.
Oh, wow. That's awesome.
So there's some really great places in the city to get married. Especially if your wedding is like super small, like just the two of you, or up to maybe like 10 people, that you can get married for free or like really, really cheap. Actually, I shouldn't say free, but like super cheap. I actually did write another article though recently in Shy the Wed that talks about 12 different spaces around the city where you can actually get your pictures taken indoors, because, well, it's winter and we're in Chicago.
Yeah.
And so that is actually some of those places you can actually have a ceremony there also.
Okay.
Most of them, actually, you could rent it and have your like little ceremony in there as well. So for couples that work with me, it goes from like City Hall, just the two of them, or somewhere in a park or their backyard, all the way to like we said, renting some of these venues and doing the whole thing. And kind of like, just where you're doing like a micro wedding of, I guess maybe that's what they mean by micro wedding. I don't even know what some of these terms mean,
yeah.
But it's like a micro version of a traditional wedding. It's yeah. just small. Mm-hmm. It's like, you know, probably 5 to 20 people.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So yeah, you can do whatever you want. You can spend as much as you want. You can have a DJ and you can have, you know, somebody do Zoom your wedding. I mean, there's all kinds of things you can do, or you can yeah. just have it just be the two of you with a photographer.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we've seen, I guess, the whole spectrum as well. We've done everything from like little tiny park weddings, backyard weddings. Mm-hmm. A lot of them did have like a live stream Zoom going on, so that their guests could still be there, whether or not
right
in person. But it's really, really yeah. cool to see all the creativity that couples really are able oh, yeah. to come up with. And
it's so cool.
Yeah. I mean, and there are like, for you, how involved are you in the planning process for couples who come to you like with the idea to do a small wedding?
Yeah. I'm not a planner, so sure. I don't get involved in actually employing other vendors for their wedding.
Right.
But I definitely give them suggestions, because I have kind of resources for floral designers or venues. It's, you know, what else would you, you know, that basically serve smaller weddings also. Yeah. So I do make suggestions to people, but it's really kind of like on them to kind of like employ those if they want them.
Yeah.
But I do, obviously, like all the photographers, I mean, I help them with locations for photos mm-hmm. And can make some suggestions. Yeah. The timeline and all mm-hmm. that, but I can make suggestions for, like a place to actually have their ceremony if they want to rent something. Like the Walden Chicago has a great place. Like you can rent that for like $500 for a couple hours. So okay. some of them aren't terribly expensive, but it's yeah. cool because you get to go in there. You can have your ceremony. You can either hire an officiant or have a friend do it mm-hmm. and then have a place for photos.
Yeah.
Indoors.
That's a big one.
Like, yeah. I mean, you know, it's great being in the city and taking pictures outside, but in the winter, spring, it can get kind of sketchy.
Yeah.
Like it's just unpredictable. It can be yeah. amazing or it can be like horrible. So
you never know what you're gonna get.
It's good to have a plan. And one of the important things that couples ask all the time is, you know, where can we do pictures inside right now? That's mm-hmm. like free. And the answer is nowhere.
Yeah.
I mean, there just isn't, unfortunately, because of the pandemic. Yeah. Everything that's inexpensive or free is closed, or you have to wear a mask the whole mm-hmm. time for your photos.
Yeah.
So if you want to do pictures inside somewhere, you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like you said, yeah, there are a lot of options that are fairly inexpensive. So it's not the yeah. end of the world, and it's still no. a very doable thing.
Yeah, I mean, especially if you're getting married at City Hall and you're paying $10.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, drop some coin for a cool venue so you can have your pictures. And, mm-hmm. you know, you're making the investment in the photos anyway, yeah. so.
And yeah. you're saving in so many other ways on a small wedding
oh,
as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
totally, yeah.
Why should you hire a photographer if you are having a small wedding?
You know, a lot of times when people are having their smaller weddings, that's totally within their plan. But especially right now with the pandemic and people are like canceling their big plans and they're mm-hmm. kind of like, let's just go to City Hall and get married. And I think that's a great idea. Like, don't hold off on getting married because yeah. of the pandemic. Like, because you just don't know what's going to happen.
Absolutely.
I just think it's a good idea to make a little bit of an investment in that day because it is your wedding day, even though you're planning to have a big party later, if that's your plan, you're getting married and like, you should totally mm-hmm. celebrate that. Get dressed up, get some flowers, get your hair done and hire a good photographer because yeah. you'll then have pictures that you can show the people later on next year, the year after when you have the party.
Yeah.
Also, I hate to say this, but you also just don't know what's going to happen with that big party.
Yeah, it's true.
I've had couples that thought they were going to have the big party and it just for various reasons didn't happen. So, mm-hmm. Just do it. You know, it doesn't have to be a big thing. You don't have yeah. to sink thousands of dollars, but you know, put something into it and, you'll enjoy it and you will enjoy it. Trust
yeah.
me. Everyone says like, oh, I kind of miss my sisters not being here, but this is super fun. Like
yeah.
just being able to hang with your person mm-hmm. and just enjoy each other, you will not get to do that if you have a big wedding. Even That's if you have so 20 people there, you will not get the opportunity that you would get with just, you know, if you can take the time with just the two of you to do your wedding photos, it's, mm-hmm. you'll love it.
Yeah. Yeah. I totally agree with that. And another thing is, like another pro that I would say is, you're not spending as much money on other elements. So you are able to, like, what you do decide to have be part of this day, you can really make it like more high quality, like hire mm-hmm. a more high quality wedding photographer. You know, really like go all out on a dinner or something, or maybe, I don't know, depending on the mm-hmm. when you're doing this. But just options like that, yeah, you can really make it special.
Instead of splitting your budget, if you decide that you're just going to do that and maybe not have the big party later, you can take your budget and you can just spend more money.
Yeah.
And you probably won't even spend as much money as you would have on a bigger wedding, but
definitely
you can just get nicer stuff, go to mm-hmm. a nicer restaurant. There's amazing restaurants in Chicago.
Oh yeah.
And,
so many.
Yeah.
I want to give a little pro tip, and I think you'll agree with me, Lisa. Yeah. A little pro tip for all of the couples listening. Make sure that you do an engagement session with no matter what. I mean, that's our advice, because like it is so important to be able to one, it's just nice to have engagement pictures, but also, it's so nice to get that opportunity to get to know your photographer, to get to establish, you know, a friendship before you spend like your whole wedding day together.
Yes.
That's such a special day, and you want to be comfortable around this person who's got a camera in your face the whole day.
Yeah. So. I mean, I will say, especially if it's going to be more than just the two of you at your wedding, if it's just the two of you at your wedding, it's probably the same thing as doing an engagement session.
That's a good point. Yeah.
For all intents and purposes. But if it's going to be more people than just the two of you, there's just so much stealing your attention on a wedding day,
right?
That it just helps to relax you, I think, when you've already worked with your photographer beforehand. So I say yes, absolutely, 100%. Again, if it's just the two of you, probably not as much of a need, but if it's going to be anyone else, or if you're like really anxious in front of the camera, do an engagement session.
100%. Great points. All right. I want to talk a little bit about city hall weddings, specifically in Chicago. I wanted to kind of go over just briefly about city hall weddings and, like, you know, what they look like, who they might be for, because you do like have some really good blogs on Chai Thee Wed.
I do.
Go super deep in and give like all the details, and even so detailed as to like give you the links to exactly where you need to go to book things.
Yes.
So,
yes.
So let's talk a little bit about what a city hall wedding looks like in Chicago.
Well, so city hall in Chicago is a pretty cool, iconic place. But the ceremonies are in the basement. So mm-hmm. they're not like in this, you'd think maybe the super cool historic space. I mean, the building is historic.
Yeah.
But it's in the basement. So a good photographer is going to be able to work that space regardless of, you know, it doesn't have the greatest lighting. There aren't mm-hmm. windows. It's small. But your wedding it's your wedding. So it's amazing right. either way. Mm-hmm. It doesn't really matter where. And it's just the ceremony. It lasts less than 5 minutes, unless you have a long-winded judge. But mm-hmm. it's, you know, certainly no more than that. Obviously, my articles go into like deep dive on all the how to get your marriage license and where and when and all that. So I won't go into all that, but costs $10 to get married there. Mm-hmm. And I definitely think there is actually a photographer there who will take your picture for you right after you get married, but that's all you get. So if you mm-hmm. want, you know, pictures to commemorate the day and then like just your time together, I think it's a great opportunity to get photos around the city after your city hall wedding. And like, it's to share with all of your family and friends that couldn't be there. And I definitely think it's fun. I mean, I have a lot of fun with city hall couples because it's just the two of them. And mm-hmm. Actually right now, just as a side note, you can't really have anybody else in there. In the past you could have maybe up to like 15 guests, but you can't do that now. So it's really just the couple and me. So there's some changes with the pandemic. Also, you have to make an appointment. In the past you used to get in line, which is kind of crazy because on Saturday mornings it was like a long wait, but you have to make an appointment. So you have to call a marriage court, make an appointment. They're only taking appointments right now for a certain period of time. So you cannot call now and make an appointment for July. Like they tell you on the message, like how far in advance they're booking appointments.
Okay.
And you show up for your appointment, you get into the COVID line to get in there, and they ask you a bunch of questions, get your temperature taken. And you go down and you get married.
Yeah.
And it goes pretty quickly. Now, actually, it's kind of nice having appointments because you don't have to wait in line really for very long.
That's a big bonus.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah. It's no fun to wait in line.
Especially if you're booking your photographer for 2 hours and then waiting in line for 40 minutes. It's much better. But
it is.
And then you can take pictures. You got to go outside, take picture by the City Hall sign.
Mm-hmm. Iconic.
Yeah, the famous City Hall sign. And then and then you go and you can go wherever you want. I mean, I always recommend to anyone who's hiring a photographer, ask your photographer where to do your photos. I mean, we kind of talked about indoor spaces, but a good photographer is going to be able to guide you to like where you, to do your pictures in the city based on how much time you have.
I think that's a great start. And I would recommend to anyone who that sounds interesting to definitely check out the article. What is the name of the article? Like if they want to Google it.
Six tips. Well, if you Google it, actually, it probably comes up first or second on Google. If you Google City Hall Weddings.
Yep. Okay.
It's pretty highly ranked on Google, but it's called Six Tips for Getting Married at City Hall, I think. I'm trying to, Six Tips for Getting Married at City Hall in Chicago.
Very cool. All right. So
I've updated it a few times with some COVID related stuff, but you really should call the number to the marriage court. They're going to give you the most up-to-date information.
Very cool.
About when and appointments.
If City Hall Weddings sound like they might be something interesting to you, check it out. Check out the blog post. All right, everyone. Well, we're going to kind of wrap it up there. Thank you so much for listening. And I want to add now, if you're listening to this and you have a wedding-related question, you can ask it for us to answer on our podcast. So we're always interviewing different people in the wedding industry, a lot of times wedding planners, sometimes other wedding photographers like Lisa, who really just have a lot of valuable information to give. And they're willing to come on here and do it for free. And a lot of wedding planners charge a lot of money for the information that they're giving. So I want to really encourage you, if you have a question, just go to our website, thegurnans.com. And at the bottom of the podcast page, you can submit a question. Also, these new episodes are coming out every Saturday now. I wanted to add that as well. So every Saturday morning, there's going to be a new episode. So keep on the lookout. And now, Lisa, for anyone who is planning a tiny wedding, a City Hall wedding, or just wants to check out your work, where can they find you?
They can find me on my website at www.lisakathan.com. And you can spell that like, it's like Lisa, like Nathan with a K. That's cool. How you spell it and how you pronounce it.
Okay.
And you can also find me on Instagram and Facebook at Lisa Kathan Creative. Mm-hmm.
Very well. And I also want to encourage everyone, again, Lisa is a writer for Try Thee Wed as well. Which is another great resource if you're getting married, no matter what your wedding's going to look like. So check that out as well.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Really good talking with you, Lisa.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah. I hope everyone got a lot out of this, and hopefully I'll have you on again soon.
Yeah. That would be a lot of fun.
Okay. Thank everyone for listening.